Evening, folks. This is May Days for day 18. I can't believe we're at day 18 already. Apparently, there's an audio mow in June, which would be good.
I've never done one. That'll be good.
Oh, they're quite good, actually. Quite a few people do those.
Are they the ones you get topics for?
No. No. That's usually the February challenge, which I don't take part in because I don't always want to discuss the topic up for discussion, if that makes sense.
No.
Because it's not always something I'm interested in. Anyway, like Kate, when she started her boo, I have no idea what to talk about. So I'm just going to witter for a minute and just see what comes up. One thing I am going to mention, though, that's really annoying me, actually. I have a Facebook account, okay? I used to have a Facebook account when I was with Justine, and then when we split up, I closed it. And I don't mind telling people why, because a lot of my close friends know why anyway. People got really nasty, mainly my ex and her family. So I thought, you know what? I don't want to listen to this. And I didn't use Facebook much anyway, so I thought, right, okay, I'm going to come off it completely. I'm going to close my account. So I did. And then last, it was when you came up to see me in Immingham, wasn't it? Yeah, so that was last October. Last October. I've been thinking for a while, oh, I might set up another Facebook account. A couple of people have been saying to me, when are we going to see you back on Facebook? So last October, I decided to create a new account, which I did, which was fine. And I go on there, I'm not an avid Facebooker, right? I'm not one of these people who is on it every given chance. You know, I know some people that are. My ex was one of them. She, every 5 minutes, she was on it. She would literally check all the statuses, come out of it, and then go back in. And I'd say, you just looked at Facebook. Yeah, but there might be something else I've missed. It was really quite obsessive. And I'm not like that with social media. I find it wearing after a while. I sort of think, oh, there's nothing going on. This is boring. Anyway, because when I don't check my Facebook for a few days, I start getting notifications. So my phone will say the time and it'll say one notification. And I think, oh, okay. And it's Facebook telling me that
Joe Bloggs
has updated his status. Or Julie Smith has updated her status. And I'm thinking, do you know what? I don't care. And I don't want to be told every time one of my friends randomly updates their status. In fact, I put a status myself up the other day. And I said, dear Facebook, will you please stop bombarding me with notifications? Every time one of my friends updates their status, it's getting annoying. You know, just as a bit of a laugh. And I didn't get it for a couple of days. And I thought, oh, perhaps it's because I hadn't been on there. And it was Facebook's way of sort of saying to me, oh, you haven't checked me for a while. So I'm going to start telling you who's updated their status to see if I can get you interested. But within a day or two, it started doing it again, and I'm getting really bloody annoyed with it. Because you sort of think, I'll check Facebook when I want to check Facebook, not when you tell me I should check Facebook.
But it's doing it with people you don't even necessarily speak to.
Well, it is. That's the thing. If it was doing it with Kate's statuses, or, I don't know, people I was linked to, like if I was linked to some members of my family that was doing it then I could kind of understand it. But it's doing it with like really random people who I only know through Facebook.
Yeah.
And some people I've never even met. And you sort of think, oh, why are you telling me about such and such, updating her status or his status? I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't care about what they have to say. It's just, I don't want to be told every 5 minutes that my Facebook needs attention.
I think it's something to do with settings on the main site. It must be. But the main site's awful.
It's almost like Facebook's getting possessive. It's really stupid. Oh, you haven't checked me.
The main site's horrible.
Yeah, it is actually. It is. So yeah, that's one thing that's really strange. And it'll send me emails then, and I could stop these, of course. It'll say, Samantha, you have 3 new notifications, 2 event invitations, and 1 message. Go away. Leave me alone. And sometimes I haven't got any bloody messages or notifications at all. It's been really weird.
Not good.
So that's one thing that's annoying me at the moment. Bloody Facebook. Oh, dear. So there we go. That's Kate chomping on a hide ring, if you can hear that in the background. She's funny with chews. I don't know whether any other GDOs have this. She loves hide, so I will give her a hide chew now and again. And sometimes she will take it off me and she will go and lie down and she will eat it. But most of the time now, what she will do is take it off me, go and lie down with it and just leave it. But if I come and sit down at any point, she will come up to me and I'll say, you know, I'll say to her, what do you want, and give her a fuss. And she will then run and bring me her chew. And I have to hold one end while she chomps the other. she's not now. She was for ages and I let it go and she's still chomping it, which is fine. But bless her, she's got some funny little ways.
I won't start doing that. I won't start getting a chocolate bar and holding it between the teeth. I'm asking you to hold it.
Can you hold the other end of this galaxy while I... Hey, we could eat from one end, eat in the middle.
We both notice that.
We would. Oh. That's a really funny image, actually. Both chomping on the opposite ends of a chocolate bar and meeting in the middle. We'd fight over the last piece. Yeah. Oh God.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, brilliant. Aww. Oh, bless you.
But no, I won't start asking you to hold my galaxy while that fight
is. What did I do the other day? And you said, oh, I can tell you love me. You've given me such as... I gave you the last something and I can't think what it was now.
I can't remember now.
And you said, oh, I can tell you love me.
Gave me something.
I did. Oh, you can have it. I can't what it was. I've forgotten what it was. Never mind.
It was funny.
Oh, dear me. But, yeah. So that's that. From Facebook to...
But see, if you had a Twix, shows, right, you could eat it and you'd be eating in parallel. Because you'd have one stick and then you'd have another stick. So you could have... One of you would have one stick and the other would you have the other
one. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, dear me. That's really funny. We both had a better night's sleep last night. We sort of made ourselves... Not made ourselves go to sleep, but we listened to this week's Archers, which was very good, and then we decided to put some Harry Potter on, which is our sort of thing lullaby. For helping us. Yes, our lullaby. Stephen Fry is our lullaby, actually.
Yeah, we know he's on Audioboom.
We do, yeah.
So, if you're listening, Stephen Fry, let me work.
Thanks ever so much.
Yeah, you do us really loads of things.
You really do help us get to sleep at night, and it's not because you're boring at all. It's your voice.
Yeah, and you're really good at the characters.
Yeah, really are. So, yeah, we put that on, and we didn't sleep too badly, did we?
No.
And then we made ourselves get up this morning. At 8 o'clock, we set 4 alarms. A phone each and an Olympus each. But we were very good. The alarms both went off and we got up and turned them off and we didn't go back to bed.
No. Nope.
We came down and had coffee and pan au chocolat and we had birds out. But Kate said all this on her boo, so I won't repeat too much. But it was a better night's sleep. We went to sleep again quite late, but it was better than staying up all night.
Yeah. tell them what that Frankie did with the man with Tesco's.
Oh, Frankie. Oh, bless her. One of Frankie's words is, yeah. She's always said, yeah. And, what? And she's really funny because whenever anyone rings the doorbell or comes in, she starts saying, yeah. 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 it sounds like really indignant. Yeah. So the Tesco man came in today to bring our shop in. He rang the bell and yeah. And I thought, oh, here we go. So I let him in and he was saying, Where do you want this in the kitchen? Yeah. Yes, please. Anywhere, will anywhere do it? Yeah. And it literally, everything he was saying, she was answering with, yeah. Yeah. I was like, Frankie? Really? Oh. And then he left, and I said to Kate, I said, it's weird though. I said, no one ever says anything. Yet if I went to someone's house and a grey was saying, yeah, I'd find it really funny. And I'd say, that you agree, do you?
Yeah.
That's all right, is it? Oh, dear me. And then Kate said something to me. She said, do you want a hand, Helen? And Frankie said, yeah. And I said, no, I think I know my own mind, thanks, Frankel.
It's very funny.
Oh, it really is funny.
I don't know. We don't understand what it is about the doorbell.
No, we don't.
She always says it.
Yeah, she does. If anyone ever rings the doorbell, you can guarantee she will say, yeah. It's really, really weird. And she says, yeah, a lot when there are people here. It's really bizarre. It's really funny.
It really is.
Funny. Really funny. And now Smokey is trying to do the doorbell. He's got the first, ooh, ooh, ooh. Because sometimes Kate's doorbell gets stuck.
Yeah.
So it kind of does this, ooh, 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 ooh.
I'll go and do it.
And of course Smokey does the, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'll go and do it.
He hasn't got the second note, but the first note he's got perfectly. Kate's going to do
I'll
it.
I'll see now. If I can do what it's getting
see
stuck.
If you can get it, yeah. I don't know how it... That's it. That's it. Yeah. And of course he does the... I had the wrong pitch. I haven't got perfect pitch, I'm afraid. And I'm just waiting for him to get the... And Frankie to say, yeah. I feel like I'm really double act.
Very funny.
As it is now, Kendra does it. Oodle-oo-doo, oodle-oo-doo, of Kate's house phone, and Frankie says, hello.
Oh, she goes, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, does beep, 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 beep. Hello. Oh, dear. But the funny thing is, Frankie thinks our Olympuses are phones, because very often we'll have our Olympuses in our hand and just start going, doot, 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 doot. Hello. Hello. It's not a phone, Frankles. Oh, she's funny.
She really is. Actually, there's certain things that, like for example, our mobile will ring.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound anything like a mobile phone, like the normal traditional ring, ring.
No.
Nope. It's just, oh, it's just music or whatever. And she still knows it's a phone.
She does. That's true, actually. Even whether it's a landline or an iPhone, which look completely different.
Yeah.
And sound completely different. She still associates that with hello. Which is right.
And
but
beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, but so how does she make that associate? It's really interesting.
It is.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
And she also does the iPhone's doo-loop noise. Like the voiceover noise now. You know,
when you come out of things. Doo-loop. Doo-loop.
She does. It's really funny. Bless her.
So they all do that now, don't they?
I think they do, actually, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Tesco, man. Bless him. Yeah. I put this in the kitchen. She's like, yeah. Anywhere, yeah. Oh,
literally, you wouldn't have to say this. You could just leave it to her, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could. You literally could. And I think he says something like, do you want me to sign? Yeah. Oh, Frankie. God. Oh, bless her.
She's clearly very positive.
Obviously.
You know, everything's yeah.
Yeah, it is. And all right.
All right.
She is very positive. It's quite nice because when I first had Frankie... She was quite negative. She'd say, yeah, and what? But she would also shout, shut up! And get off! And get out!
Oi!
And quiet! That was another thing, and oi! And it was quite negative. Obviously, everything she heard before the guy that had her before me was quite negative. I mean, in Craig's voice, the guy that had her... before me, she'd say, you come in. But now she says, you know, she says, you come in, and yeah, and what? She now and again she'll go, oi, but that's it. She doesn't say any of the shut up, get off, get out.
No.
A couple of times we've heard her say, get down.
Yeah.
Like they're talking to a dog, because the people that had her previously bred dogs. But now a lot of it's positive because it's good girl.
Yeah.
Clever girl. And obviously you come in and
good ball.
And good ball. And all right. So it's, yeah, it's turned into quite positive now, which is really nice, actually. Yeah, bless her. Good girl.
Her good girl, sweet.
It's lovely. Yeah, good girl. Oh, Frankel's. Oh, bless her. But yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? But you said Louis got very negative, your Quaker, yeah, didn't he? When you had your other one, Toby.
Yeah, because he used to be so noisy that it was really hard not to say, be quiet, be quiet.
Yeah.
So Toby would scream and then Louis would go, oi, be quiet, stop it.
Yeah, and so, didn't he say going to be good?
Going to be good, yeah. Going to be good.
Mm.
It's so difficult. They pick up.
Yeah, they do, and it's so difficult not to react to them, isn't it? Yeah, it's so difficult not to be negative.
It can be, yeah.
And say, "Oh, you lot, shut up!"
Yeah.
And sometimes you it just comes out without you thinking. You think, "Oh hell, I really shouldn't have said that."
Mm. Especially when you're tired.
Especially when you're tired, like, you know, we've been really knackered because we haven't been sleeping, and that's all. The last thing you need is a room full of Greys and Quakers screaming and shouting, which they're doing because they're happy.
Yeah, they are.
But you sort of think, oh, God, really, you lot, honestly? Mm. So sometimes it's really tough not to sort of be negative, but we do try not to. We try, if we can, and just walk away and take ourselves out of the situation.
Yeah. Or, like, for example, Cookie will scream. I'll try and encourage him to talk, so I'll go,
yeah,
Cookie,
good boy.
Yeah.
Or Cookie, look.
And then usually he'll go, look. And
yeah, he will.
It's to sort of associate, you know, talking with a good thing.
Yeah. But it's funny with Cookie. It shouldn't be funny, but it is. When if he's really shouting, you'll say, Cookie, and he'll say, stop it.
Yeah, he does.
Stop it.
He does, yeah.
Cookie, stop it.
He does. It's really funny. Stop it.
Stop it. Cookie. Reese's, don't bite.
Oh, yeah.
Don't bite. Yeah, or don't bite. Yeah, yeah. Yes, don't bite. Oh, God, honestly.
And then Cookie goes meh 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 meh
meh meh meh meh meh. That's really funny when he does that. It's funny. I think you've heard him on Boo do the scales because he loves being weighed.
Yeah.
So of course the scales will say 110 grams, and he'll go meh 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 meh. And he doesn't say it, but he's got the exact pitch and time. Meh 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 meh.
Really
bless him, he loves it. He loves being weighed.
If he wasn't asleep, I'd do it now.
Yeah. Oh, bless him. I'll have to do it on one of my boos tomorrow.
Yeah,
the first time I heard him, when me and Kate were just communicating through audio boo, I was in absolute fits. It was so, so funny. She said, oh, let me see if I can get him to do his party trick. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it was funny. It really was funny. And I was getting annoyed with someone on Facebook one day. Someone had put a comment, and I was like, you cheeky sod, what? And Kate wasn't here. I think you were at voluntary work or something, and I was staying here. And I was saying, oh, for God's sake, I really have issue with this. And I was jabbering away, and he's got meh, 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 meh. And I was like, you tell him, baby, meh, 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 meh. I was hoping he didn't think I was shouting at him. I don't think so. I think he's just joining in. I was like, yeah, I know what you mean. You tell him. Oh, bless him. They really are funny. This has turned into a bit of a parrot-themed thing. But it's funny how they say things. They associate.
Yeah.
Like Frankie with the phone and yeah. And she says yeah in context. And also, what? Not always, but very often she will do it in context. And some of them know what hello means. They'll say, again, Smokey and Ree, you walk up to them and they'll say, hello.
Kendra, I think, does it as well.
Kendra does it, yeah, Kendra does it. Ree will say, hello, Ree. It's like she thinks everyone's Ree. So everyone gets, hello, Ree.
Smokers is hello, Smoke.
Hello, Smoke. Or hello, Boar.
Hello, Boar.
Hello, Boar. Hello. Bless him. But yes, yeah, it's funny how they associate different things. Charlie, the Amazon that I looked after for a while, who is on audio boo if you look back, when you walked out of the room, he would say, bye, bye. I've had other birds say bye, actually, when I walked out. It's really funny. So there we are. That's a bit about the birds. We had a lovely roast chicken dinner earlier. That was very nice. And I cooked my potatoes. Now, I usually do my roasties in either goose fat or duck fat or beef dripping, one or the other. And I forgot to buy some this week. So I thought, oh, well, I'll have to use ordinary cooking oil. And it was vegetable oil. And do you know what? The roasties were blooming lovely.
Yeah, they were.
They were really crispy and, oh, God.
They were. Well, the whole thing was lovely.
And I said to Kate, I said, you know what? Because duck fat and goose fat are bloody expensive.
Yeah, they are.
You know, you pay like Christmas. You pay £2 for a little jar. And it only does for one sitting, really.
Mm.
So I thought, well, vegetable oil is a hell of a lot cheaper. You've always got it in.
Exactly, yeah.
Because Kate's oven at the moment is quite sluggish. It's on its last legs. Really. It's limping along. We do need to get a new one at some point. The top shelf's fine, but if you put anything on the bottom shelf, it doesn't do the job very well. Which is weird, because it's a fan-assisted oven, so logically it should
be even.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt.
It should be even, but it isn't. But that's another story altogether. Anyway, folks, I think I have wittered on for longer than intended, but it turned out to be quite a funny boo, actually.
It was.
So I'm going to be out and about tomorrow, but I will say more about that tomorrow when I'm on my travels. Kate has mentioned it in her boo, so if you listen to both of us, then you'll know what that's all about. So I will bid you farewell for now, and I will speak to you all soon.